Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, and the praise to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, oh God, that song says, sing hallelujah, God. Beautiful way to wake up recognizing God and who he is. He is the supplier, the giver of life itself. We thank God this morning for that every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. I love how the praises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ helps get the heart ready for worship. Hallelujah. Thank God for worshiping. We thank God for this moment where we can set aside your thanks and sit down and reason in his word and go a little further with the Lord. Good morning to all. We thank God for those that have turned aside to praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thanking you, Father God, that you blessed us. We can have the privilege, even a blessing, that we may sit down and come together and reason in thy word. We ask that you bless whom you will, set free whom you will, Father God. Bless us, oh, in the name of Jesus, as we read thy word, Father God. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Father. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. Thank you for those that have turned aside and bless us. Teach us, Father, we will be taught. In Jesus' name, we ask continued blessings on all those that are even traveling right now. Bless them. Protect them on their jobs, Father God. Protect hearts that are trying to hold it for thee, Father. We ask you to clear the way and give strength to obstacles that may be in the way or the valleys that may be low. Oh, Father God, we ask you to help us, Father God, as we walk this walk. It is in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Do we thank the Lord? Thank the Lord. God still blessing us to be on this journey. This journey that we call life. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing. Even as he have us in this series as we're going carefully through the word. We're still in Mark, though. We're in Mark, the fourth chapter. This the introduction of this is a parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. And as we get into the word again, and he, first verse, and he began again to teach by the seaside. There was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, and he sowed. Some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Parable here, it contains instructions that are so important that all that are capable to hear, we need to pay attention how God is speaking right here. Many of the things that he said fell on by the wayside. How many times have someone have a word for us from the Lord? And if we're not paying attention, we miss that word. He did, and it came to pass, and he showed, he gave them something that they needed to help hold on to, but they let it slip by the wayside. And the thing about it, if you're not careful when God speaks, and if you don't put that in your margin, as I said, put it in remembrance, you allow the fowls of the air and come up and devour it. See, because the adversary don't want you to hold on to something that's going to help you grow, that's going to give you nourishment to your spirit, that's going to help you be more pleasing in the sight, that's going to correct your life and give you something to hold on to, even when there is trouble in the water, as we say. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth of earth. See, it has to be when God gives us something, even if it's for our betterment, we need to take hold of that and allow it room in our heart that it can be, hold on to. You take a tree. When the wind blows, when the winds blow, those roots don't run deep, it will spring up. It will be moved, but you need to give it something to hold on to. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. We need to give this Holy Spirit some root. You know, God allows it to come in, and it come in and it warms the heart, but you need to make room for it. You need to clean up some things so it can be comfortable in there. Oh, hallelujah. It needs some comfort that it may rest, rule, and abide therein. There are many things we are concerned, you know, many things, but we need to be more concerned about the Lord and the things that he wants. We understand not the plain truth of the gospel. I said we learn the more difficult things. It will help us to value the privilege we enjoy as disciples of Christ. We need to enjoy when someone says, let's have a little study time, or let's read, and let's go a little further. Let's open up the scripture a little bit more. Let's get more in depth into it, and because you're making that ground to where it can have it can be a fertile ground. You can allow fruit to come from this ground when you make room in your heart for the Lord to do what he want to do. Allow his roots in your life to run deep, to run deep, so you won't be tossed aside by every wind. But you have some seeds that are planted down in there, and you get them, and you have to nourish those seeds that they grow. And they, first of all, they'll grow down. Hallelujah. When a seed is planted first before it springs up, and if it's good ground, it's going to go down deep and be rooted. Then after it is rooted, then it will sprout forth through the ground. Oh, hallelujah, and come up so it'll be able to stand when the winds blow. Hallelujah, when the winds blow. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for when the wind blows, he gives us stability. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. See, God gives us time to feed and be nourished. So when the heat is up, when trials and tribulation we won't wither away. For when we have gave that root place to root down in us and gave it nourishment, and so when a storm like a raging, he'll stand by us, but he wants us to be able to stand, hallelujah, to stand, to resist and be holy. Some fell among thorns and thorns and thorns, hallelujah. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it out, and it yielded no fruit. It hindered the walk, hallelujah. But oh, hallelujah, I'm glad if you give that root place in your heart, it can't help but start bringing forth more fruit. And when the thorns and the thistles, they won't be able to choke it out, and it won't stop the fruit from coming forth. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and brought forth some 30, hallelujah, and some 60, and some 100. And said unto them, he that hath ears, let him hear. When he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. See, Christ had just called his disciples unto him and equipped them, give them power. He prepared them for the journey. He ordained them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But because, you know, there was a task before them. And he taught them in parables. See, when God allowed his Holy Spirit to be ministered unto us down within us, we receive his Holy Spirit after baptism of water. Then we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then we're able to understand when God talks to us. He can talk to us in a parable. It has an earthly meaning and a heavenly truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some say earthly truth and a heavenly meaning. But you get the picture. Hallelujah. It is his word that he speaks unto us, to the wise that they may hear when his messages in it, when they're going straight or when they're traveling wrong, or when he can explain something so true, but they take it to heart and they correct that after they hear the story of the parable. The heart, the sower go forth. And he went to sow a seed. But if your heart, that's when things fall by the wayside, and the fowls of the air, the birds of the air would come and swoop it up. The adversary come and get those things and remove them from your memory if you're not careful, and you'll forget that you ever heard from the Lord, especially if you have not let the word of God root down within you. So when the storm comes, when the winds blow, you'll be uprooted. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. He allows us and prepares us for the journey. We are bound to attend unto these instructions that Christ gives us. It is our privilege. It would be a great, in the great field of the church, the word of God is dispensed to all of that. He even tells us, whosoever will, let him come. You know, it's a broad invitation, but some that go forth, They start to prepare their hearts, make their hearts fertile ground. So the seeds that are passed out through preaching and teaching or through conversation, they take them and they apply their hearts. Apply their hearts to wisdom. Oh, that they may walk a little better, that they may talk a little better, that they may love more. Hallelujah. God dispensed this out to all. And many that will hear this gospel, but he receive it so as to bring forth more fruit. When you receive it, you start to bring forth many fruit, and the one thing about it, it will draw you, or it will push you away. Even when you're hard in your heart, you don't even look at it the same way. Many are much afflicted with the word. Many are affected with the word, with the presence. We yet receive no abiding benefit. You know, many, they just let the Holy Spirit allow them to feel good for a moment, but they give it root. They don't allow it to abide. They don't allow it to guide them. They don't allow it to walk with them. And they, when tribulation comes, they were so ready to throw up their hand and say, Lord, thank you for my trials and my tribulations. God, I know it's going to make me pray more. It's going to make me realize I must have done something, or this may be a whooping or something. But you will pray and look for, Lord, what is it that you're trying to tell me? Oh, that I may be more pleasing and not fight. This is why God allows things, and it's all for his glory. It's for his glory. It's for his glory. His glory, not ours. The word of God does not leave abiding impressions upon the minds of men, because the hearts are not disposed to receive it. You know, you haven't prepared your heart to receive word of the Lord. And when you do this, the devil's very busy about careless hearers. You know, you're so careless with your hearing. You know, somebody say, man, do you hear me? Are you listening at me? You're listening, but do you hear me? Do you hear me? Is this allowing some effect to come up on you? Or this allowing you to search yourself? Is this that I'm telling you from God, from the Holy Spirit? Is this causing you to say, I must do better. I got to do better. Lord, help me. Lord, keep me day by day in this pure and perfect way. I want to live holy. I got to be holy. Don't let the fowls of the earth go about the seed that lies above the ground. But, oh, let it be planted within you. Many continue to be barren, false professions, and go down to hell because they failed to make the decision. I must choose the Lord. I must prepare a way in my heart for the Lord. Impressions are not deep, and if you don't keep that that you hear, you're gonna lose it. Hallelujah, many. They do not mind hard work. Without religion is nothing. Others are hindered from affected by the word of God, by abundance of the word. Those who have but little of the world should have more of God and less of the world. But when you have more of the world, less of God, you become ruined. Oh, and even in the body. God expects us to require fruit from those who enjoy the gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why he don't want us to, if you're in a situation, make sure you're in there to help. And you feel like there is no help, move on, dust off your feet and find greener pasture, that the God we serve may allow you to be fruitful. Hallelujah, be fruitful. And don't put yourself in situations that will pull you away. Oh, when you find yourself, someone just don't want to hear, remove yourself lest you be overtaken. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank God that in verse 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing that they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Oh, praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Beautiful. And to touch on that again, that seeing they may see. You know, some say, I'm not going to believe such and such until I see it. Sometimes what you see is not always the trueness of the situation. It's not the full matter of things. And you won't be able to perceive it. You will perceive it not. And hearing, and you may hear and not even understand what you're hearing. Hallelujah. That's at any time you should be converted. See, when you ask questions, when you clarify things, oh, hallelujah, don't let misunderstanding get in the way, but find the truth of the matter, and you'll be able to understand, and you'll be able to be converted. Oh, hallelujah. And the sin shall be forgiven of them. And verse 13, and he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. Hallelujah. These are they by the wayside. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and take it away. Word that was sown, praise the Lord, as we say, in their hearts. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. When you harden your heart, hallelujah, you don't allow the Lord no room to come in. And some people stunt their growth by they say, well, this is just as far as I'm going to go with the Lord. You know, I'll just take him one day, or some say I'll take him 2 days. I'll just take him a little bit, but some don't want to open up that whole heart to him, and that's what God wants. He wants that whole heart. He wants you to say, use me, Lord, in your service. even if I have no pasture to work with, if I have no field to work with, how about I just work on myself? And in that, when I work on myself, when I work on myself, when I do work within myself, I'll burn brighter and I'll draw people unto me because I am lifting you up. And some may ask, what is this? You know, you always have, even through trouble, you have a smile on your face because not that I've been so good or so great, but it is because whom I serve is so good and so great. They'll turn aside and want to see. It's like Moses had to turn aside and look at a bush, hallelujah, a bush that was burning but wasn't consumed, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can live in a way that will put people in awe when we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his love and the situation. Somebody probably say, thank you, God, and this and that just doesn't happen. But I know if he allowed me to be in it, he's trusting me to give him the glory in it and to walk on through. Even if I fall, if I stumble, I'm still looking on towards him, for he is my eternal help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you're not careful, you let these fall by the wayside, and where the wind, where the world, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come quickly and take it away, the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endures but for a time afterward. When afflicted, execution. Arise for the word's sake. Immediately they are they, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as to the word. Hallelujah. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It's hard for you to serve God and serve God with your all in all and try to be worldly at the same time. You just can't do it, because you can only lean on that knowledge in yourself for so long. But you're going to need someone after a while when your philosophy run out. Hallelujah. You're going to need someone that knows the secret matters of the heart. You're going to need someone that knows the tomorrow. Hallelujah. You're going to need somebody that can look into such a dark place and light it up. You're going to need someone when you're wasting. You're going to need somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody that can help you. Somebody that can give you strength. Somebody that can lift you up when you have a bowed down head. Somebody that can heal a broken heart. You're going to need that somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't allow the word to be choked out of you because of the people of riches trying to be richer, and the lust of other things in this world, whether it be money or affection from another in the wrong way. Don't let that choke out the thing that God had begun, a good work within you. Hallelujah. And it becomes, you do that, it will become unfruitful. You won't be able to put forth, gain fruit. Oh, hallelujah. You'll find yourself starting to be a fruit inspector and saying, who don't have what we need to be needily praying for yourself and others. Guide me, lead me, guide me, Lord, along this way. That should be our daily prayer for ourselves and one another. Lord, let me walk each day with you, Lord. Help me, Lord. I don't know the day, I don't know the hour, but I want to be found doing your work. I want to be uplifting instead of turned down, Lord. Some, and these that which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, hallelujah, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, is a cradle brought to be put under a bushel? Is a candle, hallelujah, is a candle brought to be put up under a bush or under a bed and not to be set on candlestick? There is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Hallelujah. Neither was anything kept secret that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Those the righteous understand that the candle that they have should be made to be put warm on them. Hallelujah. Should be ever burning within our hearts, lifting God up regardless of circumstance and situation. It is not about us, but it is about him. And I guarantee you, if you struggle with anything, keep on coming to God and watch him give you strength. Watch him give you that testimony. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was weak, but now I am strong. Carry this candle, this candle that God has given us. He gave us this candle when he sent out the invitations, and when he said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Let him come. Let him come. Let him in your heart. Let him sup with you. Let him help you with these matters of your heart that you may be fertile ground for when the sower comes. Hallelujah. When it comes to sow the seed within your life. Hallelujah. You'll be easy for you. Easy for you, and you'll find great joy. Even if you just reach one, oh, it puts a joy. It feels like you're complete when you've helped somebody because you're so thankful that you have done and you have shown the love to someone. And just like love was shown to you one day, you pass it along, and you feel good about it. And it starts a friendship and a fellowship. Hallelujah. It is a combo. Is it? He asked the question. Is a combo bought? You know, have he given you this light that you may hide it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're tough or whatever you put it on, if it don't smother, it's going to catch on fire. Hallelujah. Did he purchase our salvation for us to just not care about it or be careless with it or find loopholes to see how can I get away with this and that? Or should we be very careful with what he has given unto us? That we may walk better, that we may talk better, that we may be strengthened, that we may strengthen each other, that we may love in the best way we can, that we will allow the love that is within our hearts shown towards our fellow man. And don't look at their faults, but look at where I can help them. Oh, because I love them, Lord, not because I want to be lifted up, but because I have love for the brothers and I can maybe help someone. Oh, hallelujah. If I see them traveling wrong, what can I do, Lord? How can I reach them, Lord? Oh, help me. Give me the strength, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It should be our prayer. This is how we take care of that tremble that was purchased for us. There is nothing here which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Any man have ears to hear, let him hear. He said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Hallelujah. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall take him even that which he hath. Be careful, hallelujah. God give you some, hold on to it, and try to multiply if you can. If he give you a measure of love, a measure of hope. these declarations were intended to call the attention of the disciples. Oh, thank you, Jesus, to the word of Christ. By his thus instruction, he instructed them that they were made able to instruct others as candles, hallelujah, are needed not to be covered up, but to be placed on a candlestick, lifted up, that it may give light unto the room. This is a parable. Amen. The parable of good seed. Show the manner in which the kingdom of God makes progress in the world. But let, hallelujah, the word of Christ have place, even in our souls, children. Let this word of God rest, rule, abide within. he tells us even in the scripture. When he'll make his abode with us. And he also tells us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. Oh, hallelujah. Even if you're coming to a death, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be weary in well doing, but you will reap if you faint not. Hold on. Just a little while longer. That song tells us everything. Hallelujah. We'll be all right. But let the word of Christ have place in my heart at all. Make it room even in our souls. it will show itself in a good conversation. Bless us to grow gradually. Grow gradually. Grow gradually. Hallelujah. You know, just like a flower do. First, it's the blade, or even a ear of corn. First, it's the blade, then it's the ear. After that, the full corn is the ear. Hallelujah. When it is sprang up, it will go forward. Work of grace is the soul first, but the day of small things. Yet, it says here, yet it has mighty products even now, while it is in its growth. But what will there be when it is perfect in heaven? Gives us a time right now that we may go forth and work while it is day. Gives us a time now, here even in this verse 24, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, of what ye measure, ye meet. It shall be measured unto you, and unto you then here shall more be given. If you do something with that that he gave you, he'll give you more. Hallelujah. If you read a little bit, you'll find yourself reading a lot. If you try to be holy one day, you'll find yourself being holy another day and another day. You'll find this thing gets sweeter and you'll get stronger. You'll find yourself being put on a candlestick. You'll find yourself lifting that light of Christ that burns within your heart. You find yourself where you just want to talk about it. You'll find, and if those don't want to listen, you'll separate yourself. You'll find somebody that want to hear about the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he that has, to him shall be given, verse 25, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he had. Hallelujah. We thank God for this word that he blessed us. Yeah, we'll save a little bit for later on, but I wanted that to be to work in you right now. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, to him shall be taken even that which he has. So do something with what God has given you. May just have a little bit. You may just have a measure of love. Just a little measure of faith. Or you may just have in your heart, it's easy for you to give. But that you have, that he's given unto you, use it for him. Hallelujah. You may be just one that can take more than what others can take. Use that for God. Hallelujah. Let him be glorified in it. It may be easy for you to accept correction, but even let that grow within you for God. Hallelujah. For God. It may be easy. You know, he might don't have to always take you through a storm, but he might can just look upon you, just let you have a feeling, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Or he may put up on your heart, go repent to this person or go ask forgiveness here or there. Whatever you do, use it for God and watch him increase that he has given unto you. Find that you couldn't just take anything. You know, you just wouldn't let, but God can put it so that he'll make you bite that tongue where you'll start taking more than what you said that you wouldn't go take when you love him. Hallelujah. How much did he take for us? Well, I mean, realize he was wounded. Hallelujah. For our transgressions. He was bruised. Caused of our iniquity by his stripes. Hallelujah. You are here. That that he has given us, use it for him. Use it for him. If it's forgiveness, forgive more. If it's love, love more. If it's the ability to teach, teach more. If it's the ability to testify, testify more. Tell of his goodness. Oh, and just tell him thank you. Wake up in the morning and say, I thank you, Lord, for this day, my daily bread. I thank you, Lord, for even allowing me to look up on this day that was not promised. Hallelujah. A day I never seen before and I never see again, but I thank you. All that I have, Lord, I thank you. It is because of you I have what I have. Oh, and I'm most thankful that you allow me to have the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, Lord, we don't treat the Holy Spirit like we should, but you still allow him to abide. So bless us as we strengthen our hearts, as we allow us to make room in our hearts for his sweet spirit. Hallelujah. To be giving you knowledge, add to that knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not for your glory, but for his glory, that you may be a vessel for him. Hallelujah. That he may use you. Yeah, they may use you, that you may find covenant, hallelujah, in expressing his word. God bless you today. We love you. We thank you for, oh, this timing. You've set aside it. Allow God to bless. Now, at this time, if someone wants to help us out, add something, or wants some prayer, wants to testify, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. I'm so glad that God didn't give up on me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. He didn't give up on me as men will. Hallelujah. Well, I thank him for God's plan. Some want the number. It's 845-277-9191, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday. God bless you. Oh, we got a blessing here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. While someone decides whether they want prayer, we got us a blessing here. Ain't Martha, Sister Man. Martha. Hallelujah. Mama Martha said, bless us. With these beautiful nuggets, new birth. Hallelujah. New birth. You formed.
Man.
Yeah, you formed my inward parts. You can, yo, you covered me in my mother's womb. Psalms 139:13. Hallelujah. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. You know, it's something about it that gives strength to those that are trying to do the best they can, but some kind of way they fall short. God says, God, let it be known, you formed my inward parts. Hey, you covered me even in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. Not only does he give us physical life, but he also offers a spiritual rebirth through Jesus. John 3, hallelujah, 3, 3rd chapter, 3 through 8, hallelujah. God promised believers new bodies. Oh, hallelujah. And life eternal when Jesus returns. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 52, physical life and spiritual rebirth. Oh, great God. Oh, great God, give to celebrate, hallelujah, from our Father's hand. Oh, that'll work right there. I will praise you. Mm-hmm. Marvelous are your works. Psalms 139:14. I will praise you. Marvelous are your works. I'm so glad. It's not because of our goodness, but it is because of his mercy. I'm so glad if I feel like yesterday just wasn't good enough for the Lord. Even if I feel like this morning some tried to pull me off a path, I'm so glad God allows time and space that we can get it right. I'm so glad. Hey, trouble don't last always. Except in knowing and loving God here, the riches of obedience. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. The riches of obedience. Praise the Lord. What excited about following the Lord's word and about winning a jackpot worth millions. I hear you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, ain't it? Unseen yet love. Oh, that'll work. It says unseen yet love. Our love for Christ is only as real as our love for our neighbor. Watch out now. Our love for Christ is only as real as our love for our neighbor. Oh, we thank God. We thank God that that'll wake up some strength. First Peter chapter 1-9, though you have not seen him, you love him. Oh, hallelujah. Our love for Christ is only as real as our love for our neighbor. That'll work there. So be careful how we love. Be careful with our love. Well, he showed us how to love. He taught us how to love. That urge that he gives you to love more. Let's try to make more peace rather than war. Let's try to be more nurturing to one another instead of trying to see what someone has missed or didn't say or could have said. Well, you say it to help them out. How about that? God help you. God keep you. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. It's still open right now. I heard the brother be. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Brother, you got a little background noise here. I just want to tell God thank you once more and again for allowing us to wake up, come together, to hear the word. And let my brother know that he preaching pretty good there this morning. I'm sure he enjoyed it.
God bless you.
Really enjoyed what I heard. I said to myself, I said, he kind of overworking himself this morning, working hard this morning, but God is still able. You know, I watched the pastor out of Detroit. I'm sorry, he's out of Houston. He preached so hard, he preached himself to death. Yeah, I thought about this this morning when you were preaching. I said, "Real working kind of hard this morning." But we're so glad that we know who sits on the throne. I got background noise. I go back on mute. But I'm here with you.
Praise the Lord.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's just something about the love of God. We thank you. God bless you. And God's love is awesome. It looks through Jesus. You know, even we feel like if we haven't done our best, but if we try to please him, oh, hallelujah. If we try to give him, Jesus takes that we try. Oh, if we honestly be honest with ourselves and open up unto the Lord. That's most of the battle right there. Hey, let's be honest and open up to the Lord. Lord, I can't do it, but I know you can. I know you can do it. Jesus is the master user of the parable. No man ever used a parable so effectively. Why did he use a parable so much? Here's a good read, Matthew 13:10-17, even Luke 8:9-10. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll put that in your margin, help you. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 13:10-17. Even Luke 8:9-10. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God gives us some strength right here, some good meat right here. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God today. Someone can push one button if they want prayer. Hallelujah. If they want prayer or they just want to tell God, thank you. God love you. Oh, the time is now. time is now. Even if you don't, even if you decide to keep that that you have, God bless you. Hallelujah. We love God today. Thank God today. Again, these scriptures, we were in Mark, the fourth chapter. Started at, praise the Lord, the first verse. We went down to, praise the Lord, where did we stop there? We stopped at the 25th verse. Oh, and then we had Matthew. Hallelujah. 13:10-17. Even Luke, a chapter 9-10. Oh, and then we had some good nuggets from Amy. Bless the heart today. So much, so much. We thank him. If you want to put in your margin, hallelujah. Psalms 119, 14, 33 through 40. Hallelujah. And if you want to put in your margin, First Peter. First Peter, first chapter 1 through 9. Oh, God, it's been wonderful today. We thank God. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy. Also, and Martha gave us Psalms 139:13. I like that you formed me. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. So you're covered today. Take his hand, forth his hand in love to you. Don't let him do it in tribulation, but receive it now when it's feast time. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you may gain strength and that you may receive all that he has for you. God bless you today. God bless you today in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess we'll pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to even assemble here. Father, we're not even worthy of thy perfect word. Hallelujah. Oh, but thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father God, how you set aside, Father God, as we in these bodies, mortals' bodies, try to render unto you a worship service, Father God, a service that you would be pleased with, Father God. Help us along this way, Father, as we try of our best, Father God, to lean, hope, and depend upon you. We thank you. We ask forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And Father, keep us in thy care. Keep us, Father God. Walk with us. Talk with us. Lead us, guide us, protect us, Father God, from the fiery darts the adversary would try, oh, to hinder thy people. Bless us, Father God. Things that are in our hearts still, bless our hearts to be fertile ground. Hallelujah. Fertile ground for when you speak, Lord, we'll hear. When you give us urges through the Holy Spirit, we'll hear, Father God, and we'll correct that thing. Well, we never want you to leave us, Lord, but stay with us. Stay by our side, Father. Give us the strength that we need to be more pleasing in thy sight. Help us along our way, Father God. We love you. We thank you. Oh, Father, bless those. Oh, hallelujah. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will, Father God. We allow that victory, we realize that victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless us with that candlestick. Bless us to lift it up that we may show a dying world that you yet live. Bless us, Father God, to lift up that we have, Father God. Some say I don't have much, but that that you have, and it is from God, lift it up that the world may see. Even if it's just this little light, let this little light, oh, let it shine. Shine, shine, shine in the dark place. Even let it shine within us, Father God, that we may see the things, Father God, that we need to remove to be more holy for you. Hallelujah. To talk a little better, to walk a little better, to love a little bit more. Bless us with these hearts, Father. Bless us with our love for one another. Keep us, Father. Oh, increase us. Increase, increase, increase. Hallelujah. Increase in love. Oh, in faith and holiness, in righteousness. Increase, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the message, for the messenger. Thank you. Bless our hearts to be receptive of what you have for us. Even in the rest of the day, bless us, Father God, that we may get a report from you. Well done. Hallelujah. Well done. Well done. We want to hear you say, Father God, well done. We want to show much gratitude and attitude of thanksgiving unto you, Father, for we're thankful what you have already done. Oh, Father God, thank you. Let us be more thankful what you have already done and give us strength and courage to know what you will do. In Jesus' name, I want to tell you we love you. We love you, Lord. And thank you for this love we have for one another. Keep us, Father God. Bless Pastor Brian. He is, Father God, his endeavors, Father. Bless him. Keep on holding up the blood-stained banner. Bless, oh, our Haney that you've given unto us. Oh, God, touch her body, Father God. Give her strength. Ease of mind. If there be trouble, hallelujah. Give her the strength to keep on walking, to endure in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless even the whole household. Bless Brother D and his travels, Father God. Keep him in thy care. Give him strength, Father God. Bless us all collectively and even one by one, Father. Even Sister Mary, even Brother Tim. Oh, Brother Nutty, Brother Darrell, Brother Wayne, hallelujah. Even Brother Flock, Brother Willie Dog, bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless us to be just what you would have us to be in Jesus' name. And thank you for the life and the legacy of our dear Brother Dexter. Oh, Father God, bless for those that are still brokenhearted, Father God, even bless them, give them strength. Hallelujah. And first, Father God, we thank you. Oh, for we in this prayer, we thank you that you've given to us Jesus and the sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you for our Savior, and we thank you for this Holy Spirit that you've given. Bless our hearts that we may keep them, rest, rule, and abide with us. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. Lift up our hearts.